Start the recording. Okay. Good morning, everybody. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. Today is January 24th, 2024, and we are beginning the meeting approximately 9 a.m. We are doing the meeting via Zoom as well as in person at the Tax Commission. A recording of the meeting will be kept at the Tax Commission at 210 North 1950 West in Salt Lake City. Joining us today, I will have everybody announce themselves for the record. Obviously, I am Commissioner Jennifer Freskus. I am here in person. Also in person, we have Shantae Asper, our Executive Assistant.
Today's the 25th.
Jason
used the old agenda.
Jason used old, sorry. Sorry, it's the 25th. Thank you for the correction, Shantae. I'm reading from slightly incorrect version. Let's go ahead and have everyone identify themselves who are joining us via Zoom, starting with Commissioner Valentine, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman Pro Tem. I'm Commissioner Valentine, Chairman of the Commission.
This is Michael Cragen, Commissioner.
Commissioner Rockwell, you're on mute. Do we have Commissioner Rockwell?
I don't see her.
She's on. I'm wondering if you locked up or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see her with the mute on, but just locked up on the picture.
Okay. Well, if she gets back to us, then we'll have her announce
herself. She sent me a text. She said she's having technical problems. She's going to log off and come back on.
Okay, perfect. So we'll move on with those on via Zoom and then have Commissioner Rockwell when she gets back on.
Scott Smith, Executive Director.
Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director.
Jason Gardner, Director of Legislative Affairs.
Frank Hale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
Alex Jurosvik, Economist.
Josh Nelson, Director of Property Tax.
Chris Stitt, Legislative Research and General Counsel.
Perfect. I think that's everyone. Is that correct, Shantae? I'll have the best view, but I think that's everyone. So we'll hold for a moment while we wait for Commissioner Rockwell to rejoin us. Okay, Commissioner Rockwell, when you're able to, if you would just like to enter your appearance for the record.
Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell, I had to shut down my computer completely and restart it. I froze, so I apologize for that delay.
We're glad to have you join us now. Perfect.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, that was, I've never had a problem like that before. It just completely froze. I couldn't get back in the meeting or access anything.
Oh, fun. Oh, we're glad to have you back in operation.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is the part where I ask for a public comment. If anyone wishes to address the tax commissioners, individuals or groups for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission, now is your chance. Is there anyone wishing to avail themselves of this? Hearing no one, we will move on to the next agenda item. Consider approving commission meeting minutes, and I will ask Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of January 18th, 2024.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll take a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. The vote passes unanimously. The meeting minutes are approved. The next items on our agenda are to consider tax commission positions on the 2024 general session pending legislation. For these items, I will move to Commissioner Rockwell for some explanation.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is Senate Bill 29, Truth and Taxation Modifications. This bill, effective January 1 of 2025, modifies the notice, timing, on public hearing requirements that a taxing entity satisfy when seeking to approve a property tax increase. Senate Bill 29 also prohibits the State Tax Commission from certifying a property tax rate increase if the taxing entity fails to meet notice and public hearing requirements. Lastly, Senate Bill 29 provides that the State Tax Commission has the authority to adjust budgeted revenue of a taxing entity to compensate for errors associated with uniform fees on motor vehicles. This bill is not a bill that we originally requested from an interim committee or from an individual legislator. However, we have worked with Senator Wilson on this legislation. The area where we would be voting in support would be the provision giving the tax commission the authority to adjust budgeted revenue. This is because there was an error on our part in the depreciation tables for uniform fees on motor vehicles. And this would allow for correction of that error. This provision was added to the bill by a substitute or amendment. I guess it was by amendment, sorry, yesterday in committee. And we probably would want to consider support of this bill because of that provision.
Perfect. Thank you for that explanation. Does anyone have any questions for Commissioner Rockwell regarding?
I have a quick comment. Commissioner Rockwell is correct in her identification of this bill. This bill was an interim committee bill and was worked through by the interim committee. The error that we found that it was a computer programming error on the table as indicated by Commissioner Rockwell. And that computer programming error is what we're seeking to correct with the substitute bill that we're seeking to have approval on this morning. So thank you so much, Madam Chair Pro Tem, for letting me add that additional explanation.
Absolutely, thank you for that. Any other questions or comments before a motion? Hearing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move that the commission support Senate Bill 29, Truth in Taxation Modifications. And before we take a vote on this, I just want to confirm that we're dealing with the original bill and not a substitute bill here.
Well, that's right. Was the original bill amended? It was not.
I believe that it was an amendment, and I corrected that in my presentation. But I know that we've kind of generally referred to this as both an amendment and a substitute, but it is looking like the bill is substituted. So I am going to withdraw my motion and place another motion. And that is that I move that the commission support first substitute Senate Bill 29, Truth in Taxation Modifications.
Thank you.
Motion. I think that's more correct.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. The motion is in order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. Commissioner Valentine.
Aye.
Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas votes aye as well. This motion passes unanimously. Next up, we have Senate Bill 133, Electronic Cigarette and Other Nicotine. I will also pass this to Commissioner Rockwell for further explanation.
Thank you. And I am just checking the status of this bill. So effective July 1, 2024, Senate Bill 133, Electronic Cigarette and Other Nicotine, requires the Tax Commission to publish a list of all persons licensed to distribute electronic cigarette products in the state and prohibits a retailer from purchasing those products from a distributor that is not on the list. Senate Bill 133 also requires the Tax Commission to impose a penalty equal to twice the unpaid tax on a retailer that purchases an electronic cigarette product from a distributor that is not on the list. Lastly, Senate Bill 133 requires the Tax Commission to report suspected sales of illegal electronic cigarette products or nicotine products to the local health department, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Public Safety. This is a bill that, although the Tax Commission did not request drafting of the legislation, we have worked significantly with the president of the Senate on this legislation, and this is legislation that can help us provide greater enforcement of e-cigarettes and other nicotine products, and is certainly something that will aid us in the administration and enforcement of these taxes. And for that reason, I would urge the commission to support Senate Bill 133, and I have confirmed that we are dealing with the original Senate Bill 133 and not a substitute bill.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that explanation. Do we have any other comments or questions prior to the motion? Okay, hearing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move that the commission support Senate Bill 133, electronic cigarette and other nicotine.
Thank you. The motion is in order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, roll call vote. Commissioner Valentine?
Aye.
Commissioner Cragen?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell?
Aye.
Commissioner Freskes votes aye as well. This motion passes unanimously. That takes us to our commissioners' reports. Do any commissioners have anything they wish to report today? Okay, we're all jumping right at that. So I'm taking that, we have no commissioner reports. So I will move on to the executive director report. Scott, do you have anything to report in today's meeting?
I do not have anything this morning.
Perfect, thank you. Does anyone else have anything else that they would like to add before we move for our last motion? Excellent. That being the case, I will ask Commissioner Valentine for the last motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair Pro Tem. I move that we adjourn.
Excellent. This is non-debatable. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you very much, Madam Pro Tem. You did a great job.